नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चयो लौतमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवदुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So, we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 13. This is Brahma stealing the boys and calves, text number 14. It yuktvadri dari kunja. It yuktvadri. Vadri Dari Kunja. Gavareshvatma Vatsakan. Gavaresh Atma Vatsakan. Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna. Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna. Sapani Kavalo Yayo. Sapani Kavalo Yayo. It Yuktvadri Dari Kunja. Gavareshvatma Vatsakam. Vichinvan Bhagavan Krishna. Sapani Kavaloyaya. Iti Yuktva. Saying this. Let me bring your calves personally. Adri Dari Kunja Gavareshu. Everywhere in the mountains, the mountain caves, the bushes, in the narrow places. Atmavatsakan, the calves belonging to his own personal friends. Vichinvan, searching out. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, Lord Krishna. Sapani Kevala, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand. Yayo, started out. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let me go and search for the calves, Krishna said. Don't disturb your enjoyment. Then, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, immediately went out to search for the calves of his friends. To please his friends, he began searching in all the mountains, mountain caves, bushes, and narrow passages. Responsively, let me go. Again, let me go and search for the calves, Krishna said. Don't disturb your enjoyment. Then, carrying his yogurt and rice in his hand, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, immediately went out to search for the calves of his friends. To please his friends, he began searching in all the mountains, mountain caves, bushes, and narrow passages. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Vedas, Shvetashvara, assert that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do personally. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. Because he is doing everything through his energies and potencies. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Nonetheless, here we see that he took personal care to find the calves of his friends. This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Mayadyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. All the affairs of the entire world and the entire cosmic manifestation are working under his direction through his different energies. Still, when there's a need to take care of his friends, he does this personally. Krishna assured his friends, "Don't be afraid. I am going personally to search for your calves." This was Krishna's causeless mercy. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane. So we heard yesterday from Sarvabhauma Prabhu very nicely speaking about Krishna and his pastimes in this world. Krishna not only came to Bharat Varsh, but he also brought Sri Vrindavan Dham from the spiritual Goloka Vrindavan. And this Chintamani Dham, the Sri Vrindavan Dham, is non-different. But we need the eyes, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Velo Chanena Santaksadaiva Hridayeshu Viloka Yanti. So the process of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada has given us is to awaken that understanding that Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, we're eternal servants of Krishna. It's described that great yogis and mystics can meditate for long periods of time, performing great austerities to achieve some understanding of what is the purpose and goal of life. But even after achieving higher understandings, it's still a little drop compared to those who are engaged in pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to the Lord. So the cowherd boys are considered extremely fortunate, but many of them are coming from the spiritual world with Krishna to help him in his pastimes. And also many are those great mystics and yogis who have been blessed by pure guidance of a bona fide spiritual master to take up the process of devotional service. But that's very rare. many, many births were taking. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, that the living entity goes from the higher planets where Brahma lives and the heavenly planets down to the lower planets, and various mothers were put for not only human, animal, various beasts, plant life, the life of demigods. So all this is searching for happiness and enjoyment, but we've left the spiritual world. We've come to this material world in the pursuit of happiness, but it's like being in the desert, looking for happiness, looking for water in the desert. And there's no water in the desert, only the illusion, the mirage. Thinking if I go just a little bit further, if I work just a little bit harder, even though I've achieved my $10,000, my $100,000, my $1 million, says one who is greedy, one who is lusty and desirous to enjoy in this world, he can never satisfy his lust and greed. And Krishna, in order to attract us back to the spiritual world, he personally comes. Just imagine throughout the Bhagavatam how many incarnations the Lord is appearing. Ramadi Murtishu Kalaniyamena Tishtam, that he's appearing again and again and again for the purpose of reestablishing religious principles and protecting his devotees. Because Krishna is showing extreme love here. Early in the morning, he blew his bugle, and all the boys, all the calves, everybody came out ready for the day of activity. It's described that they're extremely beautiful, the cowherd boys. We can only imagine when we see that beauty, we recognize Krishna is the most beautiful. We see a powerful, Krishna is the most powerful. See wealthy, Krishna is the most wealthy. See renunciation, Krishna is the most renounced, most famous. So these are various attributes of God, and we have them in minute quantity. So all the cowherd boys were actually looking a lot like Krishna and having the same features. And they were very much playing. Sometimes Krishna would wander into different places appreciating the beauty of Sri Vrindavan, and the cowherd boys would run, who can touch Krishna first? And now they're sitting on the bank of the Jamuna, and the atmosphere is very pleasing and conducive for having a picnic. Just imagine the beautiful smell and the sounds, and all the cowherd boys in a very playful mood. They want to have fun. They're joking, they're playing, imitating the various animals, various sounds. And they're all sitting together, and Krishna's like the middle, the whirl of a lotus. And all the cowherd boys are aligned, and they're all looking at Krishna. Maybe Krishna will look back. And they're also describing the different things that the mother packed in their lunch bag so that they can have this fun time with Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. So this may seem very simplistic. How is it that God, as a small boy, is enjoying with the cowherd boys, and what to speak of the gopis, the gopas, and all the different living entities there? And this is leading to the Brahma Mohan Leela, where after killing Agasura, the previous chapter, all the cowherd boys were again playing, and this demon Agasura wanted to kill Krishna for killing Bakasura and Putana. And although all the cowherd boys and calves entered the mouth, Krishna, after playing the role of a small boy, thought he was a little bewildered, it says, as if he was bewildered, went into the mouth, and then all the demigods were fearful in the clouds. Alas, alas. You think, well, how is it? Demigods have much, much better things to do than hang out in the clouds. But Krishna's a great, great personality. We see when any powerful or important personality comes to Vrindavan, you have 20, you know, jeeps of police and escorts and bodyguards and people escorting him out of respect. So all the demigods are servants of the Lord, and they were fearful. So Krishna expanded himself. Agasura also expanded himself, but Krishna choked him out. His eyes popped, and he died. And there was no place for the life air to come out, so it burst through his head. It's described that the glowing effulgence of Agasura was waiting for Krishna to come out, and then he merged into Krishna. Sometimes we see some religious orders, they say, oh, ours is the best religion because our Savior came back from the dead. But Krishna, just by glancing at all the dead calves and cowherd boys, brought them all back to life on many occasions, not just this one. When Kaliya poisoned Jamuna, again, that was another pastime. And then the forest fire, Krishna's protecting. So it's not that Krishna's limited as to his power, his parasya shakti vividhaiva shruyate. Everything happens automatically by Krishna. We wanted to enjoy in this material world. So out of kindness, Krishna expands himself from Baladev to Sankarshan. And then another expansion is Mahavishnu, Karanodakshai Vishnu, small section in the corner of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, everything is going on. Nothing in this world is false. It's temporary. There are many philosophies that everything in this world is simply illusion, like a rope mistaken as a snake. But the snake does exist. Material world exists. And Krishna, just to exhibit his pastime and to facilitate, here Krishna's going to retrieve the cowherd, the calves for the cowherd boys, but Krishna's also thinking about all those living entities who maybe have the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. Why would we want to do that? If you read and understand that we see human nature, people are envious, people are jealous, very competitive. All these exist in their pure form in the spiritual world, but because we want this independent, want to show our independence, express our choice to be the person, why you want to force me to become Krishna conscious? I want to do what I want to do. But if we're telling that there's only suffering from beginning to end in this world, only some flickering reflection of happiness, and we're hope against hope that, no, my family will bring me happiness. My children will bring me happiness. My husband, my wife will bring me happiness. And because, I'm European or Indian or American, my nation will take care of me. My government has a good retirement pension plan. People are simply slaves of their senses, of lust, anger, and greed, and being covered over by the illusion. They're simply mad after money and sex, sense gratification. But here we see the cowherd boys are happy. They're singing, they're dancing, they're taking lunch with Krishna. Who wouldn't want to sit with Krishna on the bank of Jamuna, taking prasad together? Just, we also enjoy the company of devotees, Vaishnavas. So Krishna, as Karanodakshaya Vishnu, from his pores, unlimited universes are emanating, expanding. Why? Because he enters his Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, sprouts from his lotus Lord Brahma, the creator, the engineer of the whole universe, and empowers Lord Brahma with the Vedic knowledge so that he can further create, not create, but facilitate all those spirit souls who have left the spiritual kingdom, who left Krishna's association, and to experience the independence, what it means to be independent. Sometimes a person will not take the wealth of their father or family. They want to make themselves successful on their own, just to prove a point. So we're trying to be successful and happy without depending on Father Krishna. Then Krishna, Mayadyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. He creates the material modes of nature. He creates earth, water, fire, air, ether. And then simply by glancing over Mother Nature, all the living entities become impregnated in Mother Nature. So Mother is Mother Nature, the whole material universe. And Krishna creates Brahma. He existed before the creation. He comes as Vishnu to maintain. Lord Brahma's also a secondary creator. And then Lord Shiva destroys. So everything is there by Krishna's potency. It's like if anyone wants to accomplish something, they have to work hard for it. They have to organize the money, responsible people to carry out, qualified people to carry out the, you know, we want to make a huge, beautiful temple. So much endeavor is there. Isn't it? I think they made the Taj Mahal by bringing all the great artisans, people, and getting the best marble out of love for his wife, Aurangzeb, he was, Shahjahan, Aurangzeb was his son. Shahjahan made a beautiful tomb for his wife, but so many years and so much expenditure and I'm sure a lot of challenges. But Krishna, simply by his desire and by looking, and everything is manifested in this world. It's not that easy to do anything. It's very difficult to survive and make a happy lifestyle here. So this is the pastime where Krishna is now going looking for the calves to bring them all back. And we'll hear how he comes back. And then Brahma, after hearing all the excitement of all the demigods after Agasura was killed, everybody was very jubilant, happy. Whenever a great demonic personality is thrown down, we've seen some places when a tyrant or a dictator who's very abusive to his citizens, after he's taken out of power or killed, and they take down all his monuments, and they're all very happily singing and dancing, "We're finally free." Also in India, when they finally got rid of the foreign subjugation of England and other places, they felt, yes, Swaraj, you know, we got our freedom now. Now everything will be okay. But nothing will be okay in the material world unless Krishna is in the center. So, Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manusha Janma Jar Janma Sartaka Kori Kara Parupakar. This Bharata Bhumi is a very, very pious, beautiful place where Krishna appears, has his pastimes, and those who are born in Bharatvarsha are considered, you know, very, very fortunate. Just like the cowherd boys were very fortunate to have Krishna's association. So now we're seeing in the beginning, although Prabhupada was very performing his leela, but it appears it took some time. League of devotees. And then disappointed that although there was a good start there, somehow he lost that facility. But we cannot judge things as successful or unsuccessful. Because of that, imagine if the League of Devotees was successful, Srila Prabhupada may have been happy to stay and cultivate Krishna consciousness in India, and maybe all of us would not have had the opportunity to read Bhagavad Gita as it is, meet the pure devotee, meet the servants of the pure devotee, and participate in the spreading of Krishna consciousness. Because without understanding how not only did Krishna create this world, he gave this Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma, then he incarnated as Vyasadeva to guide us to go back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. Somehow we wandered off in a forest of material existence, like the calves were wandering looking for green grasses, And the boys were all having a good time, but then they got a little bit worried, thinking, oh, where are the calves? They've gone away. Maybe they'll be in danger. And Krishna, understanding that they're a little bit feeling the fear we were discussing yesterday of the calves being in danger of some way. So naturally, Krishna, no, you stay, you enjoy, you have fun here. I will personally go and take care of this. So Krishna showing he's not just that big impersonal great God in the sky creating unlimited universes and performing Herculean tasks and producing the magic of the creation, but also on a level of being with his cowherd friends and making jokes and having fun with the friends. It's not that spiritual life just all serious business. It is serious business, but at the same time, it's a happy process. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Itamutamam Prakashavanganam Dharmyam Shushukam Kartumavyayam. It's perfection of religion. It's joyfully performed. It's the essence, this Krishna consciousness. And all of us who are sitting in Sri Vrindavan Dham, in this glorious month of Kartik, everything is magnified. We don't see it maybe, but it's very much magnified. First of all, being in Vrindavan, and then auspicious time of Kartik is considered the best of months. And performing, it may be considered a yajna, a sacrifice, because when Shukadev Goswami was praising Pariket Maharaj that, you know, You want to hear more and more. You're always enlivened by this Krishna Katha. This is a very good sign that those who are eager to hear, like Prabhupada was eager to hear from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. But as we have a little taste, parang drishtva nivartate, as our taste increases for Krishna consciousness, then that is cleaning the heart, cleaning the mind. Because all these inferior qualities of lust, anger, greed, jealousy, hatred, envy, all these are simply characteristics which are manifest for one who's not thinking of Krishna or serving Krishna, working for Krishna. In the mundane existence, people have no idea of the laws of karma, how stringent they are. Even in so-called religious activities, they disregard the fact that by slaughtering the animals for their sense gratification, they're implicated in all kinds of suffering, pestilence, you know, natural disasters, disease. And people are wondering, why so much suffering? Why is God, you know, being so cruel? These are the laws of nature. If one is breaking the law, naturally, they'll get punished. You may think, well, what if people don't see me breaking the law? But demigods are everywhere. The daylight, the sunshine, the moonlight. And you can't even move your eyelid without the power of the demigods. Everything is being controlled in this world. So this body is considered like a chariot, a vehicle. The senses are very eager to be gratified. You want to see something beautiful, taste something nice, hear the beautiful sounds, smell the beautiful aromas, touch. Krishna's giving us full facility, but basically we're being, our true bodily spiritual existence is being covered by this material body. Whereas the cowherd boys in Krishna have transcendental bodies. It's hard to understand how, well, why should they have transcendental bodies? And when the consciousness in the spirit soul is missing from this chariot, it's just a lump of matter. You may think, oh, how cruel. This is my family member. Yeah, but there's no life. It's just a lump of matter. So we're going from one lump of matter to another lump of matter according to our karma and our various desires. And we have no control. This is controlled by Prakrite Kriyamana Nigune Karmani Sarvashaham. This is material nature. Working under Krishna's direction is planning everything. Our next birth. Even they say that you go to the heavenly planets and enjoy heavenly delights, then you again come to earth and take birth as a herb and grass, and that's eaten by man and animal, made into semen, injected in the next mother. So it's a long process. And this janma mrityu jarabhyati dukkha doshanu darsham, this cycle of birth, old age, disease, and death, applies to everyone in this material world who's embodied. But Krishna is deathless. The cowherd boys are deathless. And Krishna, out of his kindness, appeared for Nanda and Yashoda. Some sages were transcendentally envious. How is it that Nanda is so fortunate that this little Krishna is playing in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj? How are these cowherd boys so fortunate they get to see Krishna face to face, play with Krishna, exchanging loving, joking relationships with Krishna? How can the gopis, who many of came from the spiritual kingdom and many who became perfect as great sages, were given the opportunity to leave everything behind and just surrender to Krishna with love, wholeheartedly? Yeah. In a material world, we're thinking that family is everything. Yes, family that is in Krishna consciousness is everything. It's meant to, because we have a family with Krishna in the spiritual kingdom. But we have to see and be attracted by Krishna's activities here. And all the demons that are being killed by Krishna are the various stumbling blocks which keep us chained to this material world. It says we're in the clutches of Maya. You know, she's got a tight grip. If Maya has a tight grip, you're going nowhere. But Maya is Krishna's servant, and she will release her grip as we take up this process, because it's like we are bitten by the snake of the material disease. And that poison is basically repeatedly killing us. And not only that, when the forest fire ignites, all the animals are bewildered in the forest. They know, what is all this, you know, fire and heat? What to do? Where to go? No shelter. So we sing, Sangsara Dhavana Lalita Loka Tranayakaryana Ganaganata. This fire of material existence is keeping us all trapped in this material world, and the suffering will continue. But there is an answer. That answer is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The Lord's coming again to save us. Oh, Kali Yuga, very difficult place. Okay, Rupa Sanatan, revitalize Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham, revitalize Radhakund, Govardhan, Nandagram, Barsana, the holy dham, so that my devotees can come and experience the pleasures of spiritual life. They'll very easily give up this mundane happiness of material existence, of wine and money and enjoyment in this world. There's no happiness. So the Goswamis, Rupa Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, are great liberated personalities who scrutinizingly studied all the scriptures, did us a favor instead of us thinking, okay, that's it, I'm going to study Christianity, I'm going to study Judaism, I'm going to study Mohammedism, Buddhism, Hinduism, I'm going to study all the yoga systems and everything that's written about self-realization by mundane. I want to read it all. But by reading so many books, or even performing so-called austerities and yogas without the guidance, yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. One who has implicit faith in guru, in Krishna, then all the realizations, all the truth of the perfection of life is revealed. It's not an uphill struggle thinking I'm going to make myself a stairway to heaven. you know? Even if you get the permission from the government for so much cement, that's a lot of stairs. But even it's a dream thinking that I'm going to defy the laws of God, the laws of nature, and still I'm going to go to the heavenly planets. This is the mentality of Ravana. This is the mentality of the demonic personalities. But the only and the surest way is bhaktyamam abhijananti yavanyas chasmi tatvataha. Only by bhakti, by devotion. What is this bhakti? Prahlad Maharaj told us, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. That we have to hear about Krishna. Pariksit Maharaj wanted to hear more and more. Because the more Shukadeva Goswami spoke about Krishna in the pastimes and Brajabhumi. So Pariksit Maharaj, already 10th canto, but he was plugged in. He was in rapt attention and great happiness hearing about Krishna and his love for his cowherd boys, his love for all the mothers, the cow mothers, the cowherd boys' mothers, Yashoda, Nanda. He gave loving relationships accordingly. Isn't it? We have some different relationships with different people. Some people you have more intimate friendship. Some people you know from a distance. Some are family members. So Krishna, he's not showing favoritism. He's equal to everyone. Sunshine is there for everyone, but some choose to stay in the shade. They don't want to be in the sun, the brilliant sunshine. So Krishna, yayatamang prapadyate tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. As we surrender to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates with us. And what is the show of our surrender? That we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Golokher Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. It's coming all the way from the spiritual world. People take pride, oh, this is exported, export quality, it's best quality. So this was exported from the spiritual world, this Golokher Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. It's not a cheap mantra, it's the best of all mantras, and it's not overly simplistic because the mind is restless and difficult to control. The senses are always giving trouble. We have so unlimited desires that need to be fulfilled, that have not been fulfilled for billions of years. Even though we've tried in so many different ways to enjoy this material world and be happy, still, from the highest planet down to the lowest, all are places of suffering. So we don't want to be pessimistic, but the real optimism is that human life is specifically meant for reawakening our love for Krishna. How do we do that? By hearing about Krishna. Hearing about Krishna's birth and activities, his childhood pastimes, his youthful pastimes, his enjoying with Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys on the bank of the Jamuna. We see the pictures on the wall, Krishna's coming home with all the cowherd boys. Then all the mothers stop their duties and wait eagerly for their children to come and feeling great love and intense filial affection for their sons. Even the cows are waiting for the calves. You see Mother Yashoda tying Krishna, and Krishna embracing Mother Yashoda with Balaram and all the gopis, everyone's looking to Krishna for that, you know, smile, that approval. And then Krishna, in his pastimes with loving pastimes with Srimati Radharani, all the sakis and gopis and all the activities which take place are not based on mundane relationships, they're based on spiritual relationships. Spiritual emotions are being exchanged. And that comes about by the Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The more we hear, previously in the older days in the villages, in particular, they would hear Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ramayana. These were their evening activities. It wasn't like they just come back just to take some pleasure in mundane activities, hearing about some movie star or the newest political scheme and you know, I hate the Democrats, I like the Republicans, or the Congress party is good and this party is bad. And your whole day is spent on gramyakata, politics. Did you know what so-and-so did, you know? Yeah, tell me more. But we want to hear what Krishna did, what Balaram is doing, what the cowherd boys and gopis and Mother Yashoda, what their activities are, what the spiritual world looks like, what goes on there. Why should I want to go somewhere I know nothing about? So the more we hear about this Krishna with the, you know, unlimited gopis, unlimited goddesses of fortune serving Krishna. Even Srila Prabhupada expressed his desire and sentiment to again play with his friend Krishna in the groves of Vrindavan. So we have that opportunity, and we're here now, although we may not fully clearly see everything. Some, I'm sure, are experiencing happiness more so than others, but it will come. It may take a little time, just like a jaundice, a sick person taking the medicine of sugar candy, rock candy. It tastes bitter, oh, but it gets sweeter and sweeter as we become free from our ailments. This is the whole idea of Srimad Bhagavatam. Every day we have to hear, we're not this body, we're eternal spirit soul. And that eternal spirit soul has an identity, a body. And it's a joyful, Satchidananda Vigraha. We've always existed. In the past, in the present we're existing. In our chariot, we're encaged. And then we can either be again further encaged, degraded, or so-called elevated to a different prison house, cage, material body. Or we can be free from this suffering of birth, old age, disease, and death by awakening our spiritual bodies. So now Lord Brahma is going to test Krishna's potency. This Krishna, see how powerful he is. I'll show him some of my own powers. Brahma's thinking that he's enjoying, he's not there, so let me take the cowherd boys and calves and show my mystic powers. For a full year, Krishna just manifested all the cowherd boys and all the calves and gave pleasure to all the inhabitants of Brajabhumi Sri Vrindavan Dham. So the more that we're eager to hear about the truth in life and about Krishna and all the liberated souls, hear the prayers throughout the Bhagavatam by all the great exalted personalities, pure devotees. And if we take shelter of the pure devotee, don't think that Prabhupada is just an ordinary man or my guru is an ordinary man. Anyone who's speaking the words of Krishna, who's carrying the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it says no one can spread Krishna consciousness unless they're empowered by the Lord. So one, we should see that this is the servitor God. We should worship the spiritual master because he's guiding us and he's taking us back across to the other side, back to the spiritual kingdom. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions? Somebody has? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Very nice class. I have a little doubt that cover boys and all others patronless of Krishna's. They are also always serving Krishna in different ways. And also, in the material world, devotees like us, or maybe elevated devotees, top class devotees, what is the difference between these two? Of course, they are liberated. And we are trying to liberate ourselves from this. Mm-hmm. That is true. The main difference is what?
We're all in one sense nitya siddha, eternally liberated souls, temporarily recovered over by the material modes of nature. So, although it said that nitya siddhas never fall away from Krishna and the cowherd boys, but it said that many of them came from the spiritual world, but also many became, through their mystic yoga or devotional practices, became qualified to engage in pastimes with Krishna. So once you become, again, nitya siddha, you're considered a nitya siddha. It's difficult to try to verbalize or try to understand nitya siddha, sadhana siddha, but we're all Satchidananda Vigraha. But somehow we've expressed that minute desire to try to enjoy separately from Krishna. And then that's also Krishna's Leela and our experience in this material world. I'm sure Maharaj is meditating on something. No, he's not meditating on anything. He's only meditating on Krishna. But we should not feel like, oh, well, we're inferior spirit souls and they're superiors. The spirit souls are all the same, but some are just, they seem to have more of a intelligence not to leave. Just like Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, they were sorry that they were cursed by the Kumaras. And Krishna said, no, it's my plan, my arrangement. And there's a certain lila that Krishna exhibits by repeatedly appearing in every species of life and in different times since time immemorial, helping to liberate the conditioned spirit soul. You think, well, that's pretty cruel, keeping people for billions and trillions of years. But when you go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning, it could have been a billion, trillion years, and you think you're just like a flash, yeah? So we take up this process of Krishna consciousness, and then everything will start making sense as we get purified. Like I said, it's difficult to verbalize the greatness of the pure devotees, the nitya siddhas, and also those who become nitya siddhas. We should just all really chant purely, without interruption, without motivation, and perform all our activities for Krishna's pleasure, and Krishna within our heart will reveal to us our true identity, and maybe he'll answer that question for you too. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Maharaj, I knew you were thinking about something. Maharaj is very thoughtful.
I'm sure you know this example that Shri Prabhupada gives of
the what?
Shri Prabhupada gives an example of the green mango and the ripe mango.
Oh.
Can you explain
that? I like ripe mangoes, yeah.
Shri Prabhupada said, Father Raja, King.
Yes, we're all a little green in our mango manifestation. We have to become ripe and soft and juicy.
And so the difference is that the difference is in the maturity, basically. So the green mango requires sunlight and water. Mm. Working is chanting, and sunlight is the association of devotees, looking at that or something like that. So the more one practices chanting the Krishna, like you said, and also being in favorable association of devotees, not being a darkness of material wisdom, which is mind and body, then the green mango becomes sour and sour sweet and sweet. And that's Prabhupada said a mango is always a mango.
Mm.
But there's different stages of the mango. So similarly a devotee is always a devotee. But there's different stages the devotees go through and come to the sweet.
Good example. So we should keep taking the watering process, take the sunlight of hearing of Krishna's glories, and then we'll become more and more ripened and ready for entry into the spiritual kingdom. Back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada says that throughout his books, that you become qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. You know, when you're out traveling and going here, going there, so much rigor and travel and so many inconveniences we probably experience, when you're finally home and, I'm home. So all this distress and all this unhappiness of being separate from Krishna by forgetting Krishna and existing in this material world, then all of that becomes, it's like forgotten. Then your real life, your home life is awakened. So continue hearing and chanting. And even though we have many challenges, Arjuna complained about that rascal, the mind. We see it like a different entity, but the mind is actually a reflection of our desires. Our consciousness is formed by how we utilize our senses, mind, and intelligence. So we need to clear that consciousness. And although it may be dirty, the chanting process is the cleansing process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.